This is our Pastimes Podcast, presented by USA Baseball. Here is your host, Joe DiRienzo.
Hello and welcome to our Pastimes Podcast presented by USA Baseball. I'm your host, Joe DiRienzo. It is Wednesday, May 18th, and coming up on today's show, the coaching staffs for the 18U and women's national teams have been announced for 2016, plus wraparound coverage of our top-performing alumni in the majors and the minors. But first, let's see what's leading off. The women's national team coaching staff was officially announced for 2016 last Friday, and Jonathan J.P. Pollard will serve as manager of the WNT for the third straight season, and pitching coach Matt Weigel will remain a constant as well. Since J.P. and Weigel started their run in 2014, the WNT has had a silver medal in the WBSC Women's World Cup and a pair of gold medals in last year's Pan Am qualifiers, as well as the inaugural Women's Baseball Pan Am Games tournament. The WNT pitching staff had a 2.07 ERA in 2014 and a 2.16 ERA in 2015 under Weigel's coaching. Pollard is the founder of the New England Stampede baseball program and is the athletic director of Austin Preparatory School, and Weigel currently serves as pitching coach at Worcester Polytechnic Institute. Kerry Kincaid will serve as assistant coach on the WNT staff for the second straight year as well. Kincaid has also worked with the 12U, 14U, 16U, 18U, collegiate, and professional national team programs in the past, so his USA Baseball coaching experience is as diverse and numerous as anyone in the organization. Kincaid currently serves as an assistant coach at William Peace, as well as volunteer coach for the single-A Carolina Mudcats. Rounding out the coaching staff for the WNT will be Tim Mayo, who is making his international coaching debut for Team USA. Mayo has experience working in various parts of the women's team selection process, including the Women's National Open, the Women's National Team Identification Series, and the WNT Trials. He is serving as pitching coach at Trinity College. The women's team will play in the 2016 WBSC Women's Baseball World Cup this summer, and the selection process begins at the Women's National Open from June 10th through 12th in Cary, North Carolina at the National Training Complex. The 18U national team coaching staff was announced this week as well. Glenn Cicchini will return as manager for a second straight year after winning gold in Japan last summer, and pitching coach Greg Moore will stay on as well for a second straight year. Cicchini has led Barb High School to three straight Louisiana State Championships and nine total state championships in his time as coach there. His team was ranked number one in the nation at season's end in 2014 by Baseball America, and he has 826 career wins to just 186 losses as a coach. He has also watched his two sons, Garen and Gavin Cicchini, win gold with the 18U national team in 2009 and 2011, respectively. Moore's pitching staff with the 18U national team last year had a 2.19 ERA and struck out 146 batters in just 115 innings of work. He has also had various coaching experience with the selection process of the 18U team through trials and the Tournament of Stars. Moore is currently head coach at Cal State Northridge and was formerly named one of the top 10 assistant coaches in college baseball by Baseball America during his time at the University of San Francisco. Brooks Badeau will serve as an assistant coach on the staff, his third stint with the 18U national team after assisting with gold medal winning teams in 2011 and 2012. He has also coached with a 14U national team development program in 2013 and 2015, and he played for Team USA in the 2005 Baseball World Cup. Badeau has 10 years of minor league playing experience and currently serves as lead hitting instructor at Quality Sports Authority in Louisiana. And rounding out the 2016 18U staff is Rene Gallo, making his USA Baseball debut. Gallo is the head of the Latin American scouting system for the Pittsburgh Pirates and has served as a scout since 1989 between the Pirates, Cleveland Indians, and Texas Rangers. This year's 18U national team will look to add to the illustrious trophy case the team has built up recently. They've racked up six gold medals in the last 7 years between three World Cup gold and three AAA Pan American championships. We're going to take a quick break, but up next, I'll update you on some of our alumni around the majors and minors. You're listening to our Pastimes Podcast. There's only one way to get the exclusive gear worn by the players on Team USA, and that's from the USA Baseball Shop. For official licensed USA Baseball gear, everything from performance apparel to hoodies, jackets, t-shirts, hats, and more, head over to usabaseballshop.com and be sure to follow USA Baseball Shop on Twitter and Instagram for exclusive deals and new merchandise. Now it's time for our alumni update. 2010 Collegiate National Team alum Jackie Bradley Jr. won the AL Player of the Week award last week. Bradley batted .469 with 6 runs scored, 2 doubles, 3 homers, and 15 RBIs over 7 games played. It was his first career Player of the Week honor, and Bradley earned it while becoming the first major leaguer to have 6 or more RBIs in multiple games of a 3-game series since 2001. He's currently riding a 22-game hitting streak, the longest of his career and the longest of anyone in the majors so far in 2016. Bradley edged out a few other USA Baseball alum for the AL Player of the Week honors, including two-time alum Todd Frazier and WBC alum Adam Jones. Frazier batted .360 with 6 walks, 4 homers, 12 RBIs, and 6 runs scored, and Jones batted .520 last week with 4 homers and 9 RBIs. No NL Player of the Week honors for USA Baseball alum, but some were certainly in the hunt, including 05 CNT alum Max Scherzer, who tied the MLB record by striking out 20 batters in a 9-inning complete game effort against the Detroit Tigers. 18U alum Clayton Kershaw had a 13-strikeout complete game shutout of his own, and Addison Russell, another 18U alum, batted .389 with a pair of homers and 9 RBIs last week. Now in the minors, 2014 CNT alum Christian Stewart won Batter of the Week honors in the Florida State League. Stewart batted .347 in the week with 4 homers, 10 RBIs, and 5 runs scored, and he leads the Florida State League in home runs on the year with 13 already, which is more than double the second place with 5 players tied at just 6. The week prior, May 2nd through 8th, a USA alum won Player of the Week honors as well. Brady Rogers, a 2011 CNT alum, won Pitcher of the Week for the AAA Pacific Coast League. Rogers threw a complete game shutout, allowing just 4 hits and striking out 9 batters against the Reno Aces. Other areas of AAA, Trey Turner continues to hit extremely well with the Syracuse Chiefs. He's putting up prototypical leadoff batter numbers, batting .324 with a .387 on base percentage, 8 doubles, and leads the International League with 32 runs scored and 14 steals. He should be a candidate for a call-up to the Nationals in June if he continues this kind of production, so we may see him in the majors soon. 2010 CNT alum Peter O'Brien is tied for the Pacific Coast League lead in homers with 12 to go along with a .322 batting average, 31 RBIs, and 27 runs scored. It's a similar pace production to what he did with that CNT team that summer where he batted .306 with a team leading 4 home runs. Moving down to advanced A-ball, another 2014 CNT alum, Andrew Moore, is off to a hot start in his first 8 games with the Bakersfield Blaze. He's just 2-1 so far, but he has a 1.48 ERA, a 0.9 whip, both of which are second best in the California League, and he has 40 strikeouts in his 48 innings pitched. 2015 Golden Spikes Award winner Andrew Benintendi has already grown too big for the Carolina League. He batted .341 with 32 RBIs and 30 runs scored in just 34 games played with the Salem Red Sox, and now he gets to move up to play Double-A with the Portland Sea Dogs. In just 3 weeks, the number of USA Baseball alumni we have to follow in professional baseball will increase. The 2016 Major League Baseball first-year player draft begins with round 1 on June 9th, and there is a long list of USA alum that will be selected early on. We'll have coverage of this whole process for you to follow on usabaseball.com as well as on Twitter at USABaseball. We'll close out today's show right after this with another podcast giveaway. Panini America is proud to be the exclusive trading card manufacturer of USA Baseball. Before the game's biggest superstars reach the show, they don the stars and stripes, and Panini America is there to chronicle that monumental step in a player's career with the most collectible trading cards, autographs, and memorabilia in the industry, all officially licensed by USA Baseball. Get yours today at your local trading card store or online at iCollectPanini.com. That's iCollectPanini.com. It is yet another giveaway for you this week on our Pastimes podcast. Today we're giving away a poster signed by the 2010 Collegiate National Team, which includes Garrett Cole, Sonny Gray, George Springer, and Jackie Bradley Jr., among others. In order to win, be the first to tweet the correct answer to @USABaseball using the hashtag Our Pastimes Podcast. Here's your question. 2010 CNT alum Jackie Bradley Jr. became the fifth USA Baseball alum to win Major League Baseball Player of the Week honors in 2016. Who are the other four that have won Player of the Week honors this year? If you know the answer, tweet it to @USABaseball using the hashtag OurPastimesPodcast, and you may win. That'll do it for today's episode. Thank you all very much for listening to Our Pastimes Podcast. I'm Joe DiRienzo. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to USA Baseball's presentation of Our Pastimes Podcast. For upcoming episodes and the complete archive of Our Pastimes Podcast, find us on iTunes or head to usabaseball.com.